Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the, I guess, the second official episode of Random Ramblings.
Yeah, did we ever actually like post the first official one
So
anywhere?
the first one is, I know it's on Apple Podcasts for sure, but I can't remember if the platform, I forget what it's called, like the platform, the agent or whatever that I used to upload it. I think it was processing to upload it to other podcast stuff, but because I thought I remember you saying that you found it on like your end of stuff too, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it is, I think it's at least, if not out there, it's processed. If that counts. So you should know by now, but I am one of the co-hosts, Cooper. Season, which, as you can guess from my previous comments, that's what we're in right now. So it's been interesting for sure. Today was, I mean, today was kind of uneventful. Got to meet some cool people, but as far as students, it was kind of a bust day because not one of them came to any of the sessions. The four I had today. So that's always fun.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sure that it just makes a long day even worse.
Oh, especially so where I got where the hotel is at, I tried to have it to where it was like 15 to 20 minute drive to kind of the area where the high schools were, because I figured, you know, that's still close enough and it gives me a nice home base of where I'm going to be staying at. But from sitting in kind of the blank Zoom call, going to the high schools, finding where the high schools are, finding a spot to park, parking, bringing in the materials and stuff, walking into the office, and then we're going there, and then realizing they said, "Oh, we don't have any students sign up." And I was like,
That's
"Okay,
not fun.
yeah." So,
That's stupid.
well, it's like, I don't know. I know we have numbers and stuff we have to hit, and yeah, it's whatever. But I mean, I don't, yeah, I get to explore a little bit, but it's usually that little window of time of after I get done with the last visit for the day and before it starts to, like, you know, get darker and close to dinner. So I, yeah.
Well, I guess I should say now that I am currently in our hometown, St. Mary's, and I am not tr in traveling season because my job doesn't have a traveling season. I'm a water operator in Belmont, West Virginia, and I make water for a living. Woohoo!
Makes it sound so simple, but it's like I am the reason the water flows through the
Oh, wow, that's
village. You gotta get your,
true. Ooh.
I was actually thinking about that as we were getting set up for this episode, that there's been a fair bit of changes, I believe, since the last episode. Because we were doing kind of a recap. I got back from Huntington when I spent the weekend up there and was in around, well, shoot, now I can't remember what time the last one was out. I feel like it was towards the end of the year when we had that one recorded.
I honestly don't remember at all. Like, I just don't remember.
It's been a while.
It has been.
New jobs, new. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, knew pretty much everything.
Yeah,
I
honestly.
mean, well, except for women.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Same old, same old.
Right, yeah. Women folk. I did get engaged, so that's exciting. I guess a new.
Oh, so this, yeah, that is new.
Yeah, yeah. So I was trying, I about said a new level, but I don't think a level's the correct for that. Designation.
I don't know, yeah. It's taking your relationship to a new level. Okay, a new level of love.
Here we go.
Maybe we don't let Alice listen to this.
This would be the time when she listens to it. She says, I see you just see it as a lab, all that. but yeah, so that's been exciting. We actually, last night or the night before, we got the rest of our engagement pictures. So
sweet.
Yeah, I'll have to, whenever I get back in, hopefully when I get back in, we can do, you know, the dinner thing, and I can just show them to you in person or send to you, whatever. But we're excited to get those back. We see them on Facebook, because I know Alice has posted them on there.
Oh, really? Well, I'll just browse over here real quick and see what I can find.
Yeah, there you go. That's some of them. I think she sent us, like, 60 to 70 pictures.
Gee whiz, cool.
Which she said she had, like, I think a couple hundred that she took. She's like, well, that way you guys don't have to sift through them. But then part of me is like, I really want to know about the pictures where you're, like, in the middle of saying something or look kind of dumb. Like,
yeah, because I remember Samantha and I, we had a photo shoot there last November, where we were just, like, for, you know, Christmas. We were going to do Christmas cards, and then we were lazy and never actually did Christmas cards. But same kind of thing. She sent all of the pictures that she took. Like, she just had everyone had their own SD card, and she, like, gave us that SD card with a folder that had the unedited pictures and then the ones that had the edited pictures on it. So, like, you got to see, yeah, there were definitely some where we were just, like, talking and didn't even realize she was taking any pictures or anything.
That's what makes it always fun, is kind of looking at that, like, all the pictures throughout the day or whatnot.
Right. Oh, these look nice, Cooper.
Why, thank you, thank you. All I did was look pretty, so... This is one of the downsides of audio podcast.
One of you had to. Maybe we don't let her listen to this.
We'll just put episode 2 coming soon and then skip to episode 3 when we upload it. Part of the process. Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to figure out. Let's see. I can't figure it out. I'll maybe figure it out sometime. I thought maybe I could, like, include my PC sounds, and I could find, like, a soundboard, but I can't.
Ooh,
so we could have, like, a cool soundboard thing going on, but I can't figure out how to... Oh, I muted you. Did it mute? Can you still hear me talking?
Yeah, I can still hear you talking.
Okay. Well, I muted my mic, I guess. This page on the PC, like, when I join in, it doesn't have any options at all. Like, there are no options. It's just, like, recording. That's all. That's literally all it says is recording, and then it has our names. And there's not, like, oh, there's a leave recording button, but there's not, like, any settings. Like, I can't change where the sound is coming from or anything.
I wish, like you were saying, that there was some more customization options available, because I think it'd be sweet to have a soundboard and everything else.
Yeah. Well, I know when I was looking at the app earlier, not while you're recording, but after you're done recording, you can go back in and, like, look through. They've got, like, sound effects or something I saw. Oh, whoops, I just started
recording. Oh, yeah. You can add...
Yeah, music and sounds. Like, this is one of the sounds. Oh, that's playing through my Bluetooth headphones, so you can't hear that.
That's a great sound.
I don't even know where my headphones are. They're not in the case, which is why they're still connected to the phone.
The sound of
I've got regular headphones in on my computer. Nope, that's not the way those go in.
I'm using regular ones right now with my phone. I can't remember. Well, I plugged my AirPods in, but I don't know how much they think about using them. Ooh, I heard it there.
Yeah, that was one of the sounds.
That's nifty.
Creepy. Here, let's do it. This is creepy. This is orchestral tension. Wow, look, 13 seconds long.
It's amazing how stuff like that can make you realize how long that is.
Yeah, 13 seconds doesn't sound like a whole lot until you're waiting for it to, like, end. That was a soundbite, not me. Believe it or not.
No way.
Yep.
That's so... It's... All right, it sounds...
Well, anytime we talk about doing anything even remotely creative, I get to, like, thinking about all the stuff I could, you know, we could do. And I, it always comes back to, I was watching the Movies That Made Us on Netflix, and they talk about, on the episode about Home Alone, how the studio or the people who wrote the movie or something, somebody owned this old elementary school, and they actually used that as their studio. And ever since that, I just, like, anytime I see a commercial building for sale, I'm like, man, there's so much studio potential there for, like, this kind of stuff, or even, I mean, video, you know, our videos we like to try to do every now and then and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'd be sick to have a space of where you can go. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go over to the office, and you have, like, you know, a whole recording, like a nice sound studio or, like, recording studio in one part, and then you could have more film stuff set up. You could have a room that's just painted completely green for all of your green screen stuff that you'd want to do. Like, I'm the same.
That would be trippy.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah.
Watcher's Digest building in Marietta that looks pretty sick. Or, well, for the outside it just looks cool, but I feel the same way. I feel like it'd be really cool to have that as a studio space, like, or I don't even know what you would call it, like a Willy Wonka's chocolate factory of, like, creative tech stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be one of our future endeavors. We'll make it happen at some point.
Yeah, at some point. We'll get there.
I get this real estate stuff done, and then we can use that. Shoot, there was something else I was going to say. Yeah, but this is – so if anyone's wondering, this is how Random Ramblings goes.
From one topic to the other, as fast as we can.
This is what keeps the genuine nature of the brand. I mean, anyone could come up with a schedule of topics. Now, I do, like, I'll go throughout the day and be like, oh, I might want to, like, talk about this on a podcast or something. The most recent thing is kind of meme-worthy type of conversation. But, so, of course, you know, hotels, you always have the TV on, trying to find random stuff to watch that's good. I don't know what it is about hotel TVs, but it's, like, half the time when you try to find something good, it's just nothing.
Not good. There's nothing good.
And that's what I don't understand. It's like, I didn't really do anything monumental. I just went to a different place. I'm still watching cable, but...
I'm still watching cable. Yeah. I mean, I understand when I was delivering candy at the candy store. It was the same way. I had that one route once a month where I stayed in Elkins, and I got lucky probably five or six... trips in, I found it. I don't even remember what network it was, but they played Seventh Heaven up until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that.
Yeah,
and that, because I would be done by like 2, and they played it up till like 4:30 or 5 maybe. But then after that, I would switch over and watch like true crime stuff. But
right,
until that point, until I found that, it was like every, it was like, man, I want to watch something, but I don't know what to watch. Of course, it didn't help that I didn't have TV at home. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I literally had no clue what was on TV.
Well, that's like, so the last week, I believe. Yeah. Well, I think I told you I caught Empire Strikes Back, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Caught it on, like, got done for the day, and it was settling in. I was like, I want to see if I find anything on it. I saw it, and I was like, oh, sweet. Got a nice cold bottle of Sprite, and I was like, this is the evening. I haven't had that luck yet, but on Freeform, it still feels weird to call it Freeform. I still want to call it ABC Family because I forget what year it was that they decided, like, oh, we're going to go to Freeform to match our audience that's growing up watching us. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, whatever. They've been having an Adam Sandler marathon like the past couple days, and I'm all for
really?
It. Really? Yeah. Like, this is, as we're talking right now, Waterboy just came on, and this is the second time I've seen it.
Good grief.
Now, granted, the last time it was on the, it was the scene where that, like, the final game. So I didn't watch all of it at that point. I just caught the very end of it. But they've had Waterboy. Billy Madison was just on, and before that I caught the end of Happy Gilmore, and then last night, no, maybe it was the night before, no, it was last night, they had Grown Ups 2 on. So it just got me thinking, I feel like people get super ticked at, like, Adam Sandler and Adam Sandler movies because they're about as nonsensical and ridiculous as you could. Well, maybe not as, but they're definitely nonsensical and just ridiculous half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they get mad because they know he's getting paid big bucks to just screw around on a film set, and it makes me really want to have that life.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. It would be amazing to be able to be like, listen, I'm me, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Let's go.
And Billy Madison. I don't always get Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore flipped. So Billy Madison, you know, going back to school, he wants to run the company and all that. It went through my mind that this man literally got paid to pelt children with dodgeballs in one of the scenes.
Good grief.
Like, it's one of the
That's
scenes.
Funny.
He goes out to recess and they're playing dodgeball. He gets out first, he comes back in, the teacher's like dancing all psychedelically. Catches the dodgeball in the next scene and just starts wailing on these kids of it. And I was like, this is on a, like, this is them filming. He's getting paid for this. And it was just, pelt some kids with a dodgeball today.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just out of curiosity, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I'm hearing you click. I'm not hearing anything else.
Okay. Well, I thought I figured it out, but I didn't.
There was something else. I've been thinking of, like, very deep philosophical thoughts about Adam Sandler stuff recently.
That's hard to do, isn't it? Go deep about, I mean, no, think deeply about Adam Sandler. I mean,
you ever go deep about Adam Sandler?
We'll have to cut that part out.
Now it sounds like I'm listening to Ron White stuff again. I was listening to Blue Collar Comedy Group earlier today.
I can't freaking quit yawning. I don't know why.
It's that point of the day.
Evidently. Oh, okay. I got a topic for you. I took the plunge, and I got a lower-end gaming computer.
Ooh, nice.
For content creation, not really gaming. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not gonna play any games on it ever.
Right.
But more for, you know, Blender and that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Blender, and hopefully sometime I'll be able to download the After Effects. Remember for the projection mapping that I was wanting to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully I'll be able to, but...
Heck yeah, man. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're not asking where you got it from?
A long time. Oh, no, I don't mind. It's I got it from Best Buy, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a nice little laptop. It's got Intel Core processor i7,
Nice.
eighth or ninth generation, I think. And then it's got, I can't remember what the graphics. It's got RTX, GeForce, NVIDIA. I'm trying to remember the name of the actual card itself, or the which one it is, because that's just a brand. Let's see, 3050 RTX 3050 Ti,
Nice.
and it does a pretty good job. I mean, you won't hear me complaining about it. I went from rendering pictures that were taking me 11 hours ish and rendered it in 5 minutes.
That's insane.
So that's the difference. I'm actually, I just sent you a couple of the pictures of the drawings that I've done. The first one's going to be a coffee and donut tutorial that I followed on YouTube for the blender. The blender, it makes it sound like the internet or
The
something. But
Walmart.
that, right, that was just a tutorial that I kind of got into just to remind me of how to use some of the stuff in Blender, because it's a program I've used several times before.
Right.
And oh, I think I actually sent you that donut and coffee, didn't I?
Was
Before.
gonna say, I think it looks. Hold on, let
Yeah.
me open it up real quick. Yeah.
And you can't tell because I must not have rendered it to a very high sample or something, but you can actually, there's condensation on the inside of the cup too, which you can kind of tell, but not really. I made it too small. I think I should have made it a little bit bigger. But and then the second one is the shelter that my dad wants to build at the park, and I actually kind of like tried to make it look like where it's gonna sit. And I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out for the most part. Down here, like the gravel looks kind of goofy at the bottom of the picture, because I'm still trying to learn how to use that. And but other than that, I was pretty happy with the way it turned out.
It looks freaking sick. Like, it has really good detail and stuff in it.
I tried, but of course it, and I only it was only like probably a total of maybe 4 hours work, but it was broken up in a week. Like, I'd work on it for 10 or 15 minutes and get frustrated, and so I'd stop.
That is good freaking work though. I mean, it's looking sick, and I'm excited to see what else, like, the other future projects and stuff now too, because I know you've been saying how you're looking at doing more stuff, but factoring in the additional time it would take whenever your laptop would, like, act up and stuff like that. So I'm like, heck yeah,
Yeah,
man.
so that's a plus. It's I'm pretty sure I'm gonna keep it. It's still kind of in a trial period, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that 60-day, well, really the 30-day, not 60, the 30-day return policy period, you know. I'm still trying to decide if I'm gonna actually keep it or not, but I'm pretty sure I am.
Immediately thinking of a story you know as well. I'll just refer to it as the segue. Oh boy. Yeah, but that's exciting, man. Like, that's
Oh, okay.
O'Reilly's.
Right. Man, I got you now. Man, I was like really
Yeah.
confused for a second. I'm like, Segway. And it's like, where are you segueing to? What are we? I thought you were getting ready to tell a story. No, I got you. I got you. I see what you're
Yeah.
saying.
You're picking up what I'm putting down now.
Yeah. Maybe we can figure out a way to put these pictures in. I don't know if there's a way to put pictures in like the description or whatever.
I mean, figure
That
something
way
out.
people can kind of see what I was talking about if they want to.
Well, wait, so this is, I had this out the other day about if we could just start doing a video podcast. I know it sounds dumb when I say it out loud. A video podcast. So just record video with our podcast, and then we just pull the audio from that and upload that as the podcast. Now we're getting the whole two birds with one stone, and then we could still add the pictures on the video and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. You mean kind of like doing like a YouTube video, and then adding or just ripping the audio from that for a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, that would be cool with me.
Okay, sweet. That'll be
the start. The trick, I think, will be, of course, we don't have to be in the same place. Obviously, we could do Zoom or something like that. But the real trick would be getting us in the same place so we could kind of, be hanging out while we were.
Right.
Just because of our busy schedules and whatnot.
Gosh, I can't wait to not be busy. Even just like filming a couple, like maybe one or two episodes on that particular day, and that takes, an hour, and then kind of going from there. But
right.
we can toy around with it and figure it out.
We can definitely figure something out. We need to get our group back together and do another Edge of the Empire session.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Tyler kind of, he quit. Well, I think he probably got tired of trying to get us together, but he kind of quit. He kind of quit pushing us, and I've just been, I don't really want to say I've been crazy busy. Cause, I mean, I've been busy, but it's not been, like, crazy busy. It's just busy, and.
Right.
Well, we'll do it eventually. But I was thinking about maybe turning that more into, like, a wintertime thing anyway and just doing, like, seasons.
Well, I mean, that's, from my point of view, whatever group consensus is, I mean, especially you being the GM and being the one that gets everything set up for that, whatever's going to be most convenient and, it's helpful in that regard of stuff, I'm all for. And, I'm hoping that, September and October are kind of the crazier months, but stuff I would hope before Thanksgiving starts to settle down with this crap, but just from my point of view at that. But yeah, whatever the group consensus is, I'm all for it. I guess that's another update. We do have our Edge of the Empire campaign currently running, which
yeah,
I don't,
we didn't have that the last time.
I don't know if that's we mentioned sure. it in the last podcast, but we definitely had said outside of that of wanting to get something started up, whether it be D&D or kind of looking into Star Wars RPG. But so it's exciting to have that. We've had a lot of fun adventures thus far. Of course, as I mentioned, Michael was our wise and gracious GM. Wyatt is our heads or tails luck with Force Jedi. I feel is the best way to kind of sum that up.
Yeah, that's good.
Tyler is our chastity stricken and strategic planning Wookiee.
Yeah. And
myself is kind of the sarcastic Mandalorian. So if you can,
yeah, the one level-headed though, I think you're the most like level-headed. Like, hey, let's actually do something good for the galaxy this time.
Just looking at our last session, and this is kind of it's not only is the campaign something we're continually doing, but we've talked about recording it. Not in the first sense of having something always published out for people, but even just for our own enjoyment looking back on it. But with our last session of where we got in the kind of that giant firefight in the middle of town, and I was like, hey, why don't we leave a little something for these people, or why don't we try to
why don't we not kill the people who are just trying to help our friends?
It's a nice balance, and it's cool being able to do that. And like I said, I still want to kind of get stuff prepared for the other RPG, and that way you have the chance of actually being a character in that role. And I guess that's another thing added on. That's kind of, I'm glad that we're thinking of all these updates now throughout the episode with the, everywhere from saying the newest addition of the group, but basically a new friendship found. So it's pretty cool. Well fit, well accommodating, or not accommodating. Well, I need like a dictionary and a thesaurus here for me whenever I go to record this. Really meld with the group. Yeah, we'll put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely all get along really well as far as getting along goes.
Yeah, but it's exciting. You know, many just different things, stuff like that going on and kind of exploring in that regard. So actually, I was thinking the other day, I was thinking about downloading Adobe stuff again. Well, I can't remember if I had it on my other laptop or not, because I wanted to get back into the video editing and stuff like that. Because what, like you were talking about with Blender, just getting back to those creative things we used to do pretty prevalently and starting those up again. So
yeah, because we were almost kind of not really forced, but kind of forced into putting out at least one video a week. But that was just because we were doing it for the church, and we were doing those. But at least we were kind of stretching that muscle.
Right, right. And we still were kind of pulling some of that creativity that we had into those. The church we were going to at the time had morning announcement videos that they were starting to do. And Michael and I were approached about, hey, would you guys have an interest in kind of, I can't remember if it started off with doing one or if it was just taking it over. Either way, we took it over.
I think it was like, it started out as like, hey, would you guys want to do this like once or twice? Because the pastor, I think it was him and his daughter were doing them or something like that, right?
Believe.
And he wanted somebody else involved, and so we kind of started, and then we really started.
So we would, you know, film these videos, and it was fun being a part of that. And some of the, you know, we try to keep it fresh and keep it entertaining with them. We didn't want it to be kind of the same, you know, typical format we did. I'm trying to remember all the different ones we did. We did one of my favorites, definitely the Tool Time one, just for, because I'm a sucker.
Oh yeah,
for
sure.
If any of you ever watched Home Improvement, the fantastic Tim Allen show, we did, Michael and I kind of did I guess you'd call it a spoof, where we portrayed Tim and Al kind of on Tool Time for the morning announcements. That was a lot of fun. And can you remember some of the other ones we did that were themed?
We did like, the one you wore your grandpa's, you wore your grandpa's, yeah. What was that called? Army outfit, remember, for like Memorial Day or something like that.
Oh, right, 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 right. Yeah.
And then, let's see. Well, the one was like several of the first two or three we just did. We were just at the Family Life Center, and we just,
right, right,
like did different things. That one where you were like, yo, 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 and you wore your hat backwards.
Right. Yeah. We always tried to do different stuff like that with them.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
One of them, they were having like a putlock. Man, I do that. Still to this day, I say putlock instead of
potluck.
Potluck. Thank you. I can't even think of it.
I heard the and you trying.
But there was one where we like made it look like you had burned the cornbread or something, put some animated black smoke in there.
Right. And that's when we did the the one where we had that long alliteration where it was just like the Friday at the Family Life Center, something like that.
Yeah. 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 Some Friday, family fun night Friday at the Family Life Center. Bring food or something.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that now.
This is like a blast from the past thinking of these. but so that was the project that we were doing at that point. It was fun like you said, you're kind of held at that responsibility of getting the video out or getting a video out every week. And I know there was times where we were like, oh crap, we got to get something filmed. And if one of us were out of town or trying to get that figured out, we'd get something put together. I know I found one of the old ones where I was trying to do a funny weather thing, but I, for some reason in my video experience, I didn't think that having a big TV with a bright radar background behind you wouldn't affect the lighting at all. So
no.
And I also found the other day, this is gonna be a real blast from the past, do you remember, I kind of think of it as one of our the bigger first video projects we did, the Bible study video.
The what was it called? Attitude video?
Yes. I was trying to think. I know we had like the one word title for it, the attitude video.
Yeah, I remember that for sure. And I keep finding, I can find, I don't know, maybe you have it. I can find like the video itself, the unedited video, but I cannot find the actual video.
I would have to look and see. I know when I try to pull it up on, typically I just go to like Google Photos, I think, because that's,
I know everything, oh, excuse me.
I know everything's kind of on that end of stuff. Where, what in the good Lord? Videos, there we go. Although I think this is still the same. I have one that's 2 minutes, 52 seconds, and I have two, or one that's 5 minutes, 39, and then 5 minutes, 49.
Probably. It's been so long ago. I don't even remember how long it was. But I do remember, we were finishing it up the night before, and I had used GarageBand and made like the soundtrack, kind of not soundtrack, but I made the sound file for it.
Yeah.
And that was everybody was like, cause we did like a question answer session afterwards about how everybody kind of felt about it.
Right.
And everyone was like, well, it was good, except the music was really creepy. And I was like, well, that would have been me.
You're like, hey, that's part of the atmosphere. It's to make you think. It's to make you look at yourself.
Yeah. Well, more creepy wasn't what I was going for, though. That's what I achieved, but not really what I was going for.
Well, if we ever think about making an accidental horror film,
we ought to be pretty good at it.
That seems to be a staple in kind of our video projects. There's something that gets a little hairy or fouls up a little bit, and then at the time we stress out and we look back and we laugh on it. We're like, yep, this is how you know it's a project.
Yeah. It seems like it's always sound. We always have an issue with our sound for some reason.
I don't understand why. It's not like we do super off-the-wall sound engineering stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and right, maybe that good. Maybe that's the problem.
We need to overcompensate. Shoot.
We need to overcompensate.
Frick, yeah. More things to cut out of the episode. Overcomplicate. There we go. God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also saw, when I was actually looking for that video, I just found it. When we were, or I don't know if it's really, we were probably doing most of the work at that point, dog sitting. And we were like, what if we took the like big or cat tunnel thing, tube thing, and threw it off the stairs and recorded it in slow-mo?
I don't remember this. I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
I'll have to send it to you because you were up in the like, Or oh, wait.
In the loft out there, like yeah. Rick and Shelley's?
Yeah. You might have been filming. Or maybe I think we swapped out on it some. But one of us like chucked it over and then filmed it in slow-mo.
Huh.
And just watched it float down because they were just bored that night. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was probably one of us just got a phone that would do slow-mo for the first time or something, because that's been a while ago.
According to Google Photos, June 13th of 2017, and the Attitude video was November 1st of 2017. So we're coming on the four-year anniversary of that in 2 months.
Wow, that's crazy, though, because it seems like it's been longer than that, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what I was just thinking about. Like, yeah, it seems way longer than just 4 years. Like, I'm glad it hasn't been super long, but still, like,
I don't know. At the same time, it feels like, it feels like it should have been longer.
Right. This is actually the episode where we find out there was some kind of time vortex thing.
No, that would be something.
That'd be sick. Oh, welcome to the ADHD hour. This is exactly what Random Ramblings is. I know I always bring this movie up like every 3 months, but that made me think.
Yes, we need to watch it again.
I forget what year it was, but we were, you know, doing our classic thing of exploring to see what movies we could find. And we stumbled on this one. I can't remember if it was through Prime Video or Netflix.
I don't remember either. I don't remember.
I want to say it was a Prime Video thing because of kind of the selection of movies they would have had a few years back.
Uh-huh.
Not saying it's like to downplay it at all, but compared to other services, it's definitely gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a film called Paradox. And
oh my goodness.
Probably the trippiest film I've seen yet. Like, if you took the logic behind the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory boat scene, like,
yeah, and shoved it into a movie and opened it up and explained it.
Like, made it a feature-length film.
Right.
That would be this movie. Like, I think it's impossible to spoil it because even trying to say it, like, basically, this group is in a research center and they get caught in a paradox, and that's about as furthest extent as you can explain the film because it's nuts.
Nuts. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a good way to put it. It's about the only way to put it, I think.
Well, and I know that we were saying we need to get the group together and have them watch it as well. I can't remember why it's, I feel like why it's watched it with us. Or at least he's seen it, maybe.
I don't remember. I know we made Elijah watch it. We went back and rewatched it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then. But hey, still gives us a good excuse to watch again, even if we needed one.
We didn't, but it's good to have one.
I wonder if I can. Gosh, now I'm trying to think what. But we have definitely seen some interesting ones. The YouTube channel Cinema Sins, they had a video on the Ex Machina.
Oh yeah, the one about the robot.
Yeah. And I immediately thought another inside joke, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can't watch.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny stuff.
Oh boy.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out where we can watch it because it's not on Netflix anymore. Or wherever we watched it before.
Ooh.
Prime. Found it like on on IMDb, but it doesn't like say where you can watch it. Oh, more watch options. Look at that.
Hey.
Oh, okay. You can rent or buy it. Let's just open up Prime Video. It's on Prime Video. Okay, so you can rent it for standard definition, $1.99, or high definition for
$2.99. Wow.
How much or you can buy it for $9.99.
Well, frick.
and that's high def. You can actually get standard def for $7.99.
I was going to say 50 cents.
Oh, and I'm looking at Prime Video, and I'm seeing that they actually added a watch party feature.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, like the Disney watch party. So that's cool.
Frick. We now know what we need to do. Holy crap. I didn't even realize it added that. That's freaking sweet.
Now, and it even comes up and says new. Like, and I've never seen the button before, but it's been a while since I've been on Prime Video too. So
right, heck yeah, that'd be fun then. Crap, I really wanted to read some of the reviews to see what people were saying.
58. You want user reviews or critic reviews?
Whichever ones hit the hardest.
Okay, here. Interestingly terrible, but terribly interesting.
That's how you know it's starting off good.
That was a 5 out of 10. This is just like the first like taglines. But a good idea on a low budget. Better than a near miss.
Hey. Still counts.
It's actually got a lot of positive feedback that I'm seeing.
But I wondered what other people would say, because it's not like it's a bad movie. It's just if you have the laxed mentality, like the typical mentality when you go into a movie of, oh, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't do it with this one. You just trying to understand the basic things, you're like, now wait a minute.
Oh, all right. So the rating, I guess, for this movie, like the... Is it the IMDb? Because that's what, like, I don't know. I always go to IMDb for some reason.
Yeah. That's just one you always see but quite often.
It's a 4.3 out of 10 average.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is weird because, like, well, it's not weird because that's how averages work, Michael. But I'm looking. So the most votes, or the most that it has is 5 out of 10. Like, it has 662 5 out of 10 votes.
Oh.
And it's actually got 565 6 out of 10 votes. But then it starts going, it tapers down in both directions.
Huh.
Only 1.8% thought that it was worth a 9. Of course, that's percent of the people that reviewed it. That's not right. Like percent of the population or anything.
I still want to meet that 1.9% just to see how ecstatic they were.
Well, but this is even better though. 3.4% of the people gave it a 10 out of 10.
Okay, never mind. Those are the people I want to meet.
I mean, it was a good movie. I probably would have probably put it like a 7 or an 8.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Just because, well, and the thing was, I don't know about you, but for like me, the second time, I had to watch it the second time, or I don't think I ever would have understood what happened.
Right, right. It's definitely one of those films that, you know, some people are like, well, maybe I'll watch this again. It's like, no, you have to watch it again at least a 2 times watch, if not more.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, this is cool. Man, this breaks this down really cool. It rates it by demographic. Look at that.
Ooh.
So if you're 18 or over... No, I'm sorry, 18 or under. I'm an idiot. I don't know greater than, less than signs. So people that were younger than 18 were the ones that liked it the most. They would give it a 5.
Really?
Yeah, 5 out of 10. And then people that were 18 to 29 would give it a 4.8. It what the it comes out to.
They try to be too big brain and figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, here it says U.S. users was 4.7. Was the overall
interesting?
Man, they really break these things down.
Is that on IMDb? You said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crap. I'm gonna have to look up more movies now. I'm intrigued by that stuff.
So I'm guessing it's safe to assume you did not get COVID.
Luckily, knock on wood or anything I have, yeah.
Not yet, I guess. Maybe I should have said.
Gosh, well, so with the visits and stuff, the high schools usually say, you know, we'd like visitors to wear masks and stuff, which
way
just for safe measure and especially want to be around everyone else when I got back home. So that was, you know, currently what I'm doing safety wise and stuff like that. And you know, luckily didn't get it with the whole, you know, office endeavor thing. So that was,
yeah,
a nice non-worry to have.
Right. That's good.
But still, I'm just wondering how stuff's going to go just with kind of the upticks that they're talking about. And there already have been some places that are going virtually, like, Rachel told Alice that WVUP was going virtually and stuff now too. So,
really,
yeah, a couple weeks ago that she told her they were going virtually.
Huh.
So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I know that's everyone's favorite topic right now, but
well, not really. not me, I guess. My bad. I shouldn't say not really. Yeah, that seems to be everyone's favorite topic. You're absolutely right.
It's definitely not mine either, but and of course, I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be. Like, it's just going to have to play out.
Right. And I don't know. That kind of goes with what we were talking about with Star Wars the other day. It's just stuff gets so, I don't know, but so political.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about with Star Wars. It's like, we going back to content creations, like, we just want to, we're here for the original thing, not everything else that is trying to be associated with it, so to speak. So, right.
Absolutely. It's like, well, no, I'm not going to say that, because that's, I don't like to bring politics into anything, but especially this, so I'm just going to
once the recording ends.
Yeah, then we'll come back and I might tell you what I was going to say, but
exactly. Actually, I just looked over in the, not to interrupt our conversation, there's like a buffering circle right now on the record with friends thing, so we're going to hope that all continues to go well, but I'm just going to, we're going to keep on chugging if you're good.
Oh, yeah. Well, here in about 15 minutes, Samantha's going to be coming home.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll have to well, I don't have to, but she's going to be here and she's going to be making sounds. And
right. I understand.
But, yeah, on mine, it still says recording. It says an hour and 5 minutes and 29, 30, 31.
30. Okay.
I'm never going to be done with that, but
Once I get back and we can film something in person. So,
yeah.
We'll keep fingers crossed with this because it seems to be going decently well.
Yeah.
Software wise.
It's the app seems really cool. And, like, I think it's really cool that they actually show, like, under the tools section in the app, you can add, like, if you have Spotify, you can actually add music to it, and people who have Spotify can listen to that music. Like, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, but because the app's by Spotify.
That does make it pretty handy, especially if you're like, hey, you can find us on Spotify. And if it, like, uploads right onto there and takes another step out of that process, then heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tech stuff reminded me. Scrolling through, I didn't actually catch the event, but the iPhone 13 has officially been announced.
Yeah?
Yeah, so everyone hold your socks on for that.
They did what? Was that cut out? I'm sorry.
They announced it and they actually went with iPhone 13. Because there was some speculation about what they were going to go with and everything else like that.
Yeah.
it is the first one that has a terabyte memory or storage, I should say. Oh,
my goodness.
Like, yeah.
I see it's squared off kind of like the iPhone 4s used to be, but the 12s are like that too, right?
Yeah, so the 12s have kind of that boxier body style to them.
Right.
That's what I was trying to see what different – I'm trying to see if there's anything about it. Dang, I'm just scrolling through stuff.
I know. I noticed the notch is still there. You had said – you thought someone – said they were talking about getting rid of the notch or something. I noticed it's still there.
Yeah, people were saying that. I still think it's going to be a while for that. Although I did notice, let's see, it has this Apple's custom OLED display. Oh gosh, $$. they also times have five. Right on the. So this is from CNET's Instagram. They have pictures of the Apple Watch Series 7. It says a 20% larger display, and it says it'll let you fit 50% more text on the display and enables a full keyboard on wrist worn on for keyboard on full keyboard on wrist. My gosh. Probably biffed up everything on there. The point that I was going to make bringing that up is, so the different watch faces that are available on it, right?
Uh-huh.
One of them has the numbers like on the outside of the watch face, like all the way on the kind of the perimeter of it, whatever you want to call it. I feel like that's just their way of saying, hey, look how much more space there is. I'm like, so it makes me think, yeah, 40% thinner borders. So they just make things clearly say, hey, look, our borders are like this thin now.
Right.
But as far as the notch on the iPhone, I don't know. That I feel like until it's actually done, that speculation's always going to be.
Yeah.
See,
like Galaxy, they kind of did away with the notch, at least on my, because I have the 10 Plus, or the Note 10 Plus.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but like, I have a circle where my camera is, and that's the only thing that's actually notched.
Right.
And it's not really notched so much as I guess it would probably be a cutout. But they have this feature where I can, like, turn on and it brings down a bar all the way across the top. So it just blacks it out anyway. So it's like a notch, but not a notch. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like people would just get too worried about little things like that. And I'm like, I just want to make sure it's going to work and it'll do what I'm hoping it'll do. ooh, there are prices if you'd like to play that little guessing game.
Ooh.
So there, just so you have the different categories, the 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max, or excuse me, 13 Pro and then Pro Max. So the Pro Max is the 1 terabyte and then the 13 Pro at 1 terabyte. We have those two. And then there is the just like another shoot. Where is that? A 13 mini and then a regular 13. But how much? Let's just stick with the Pro and the Pro Max at 1 terabyte storage. We'll just go with that.
1 terabyte storage, and it's iPhone's new flagship, or not iPhone, Apple's new flagship. What about the camera? Was there any like camera updates or anything? Like did they make anything new?
there actually was a post that talked about that. Where was it? Shoot. So they have a Super Retina XDR display. Lets the screen adjust between a range of 10 Hz and 120 Hz rate. Most advanced camera yet with hardware upgrades across their three lenses and the addition of macro photography and photographic styles to dynamically. Yeah. Addition of macro photography and photographic styles to dynamically improve photos. So nothing explicit right there. It does have their Apple 15 chip. Okay. Yeah, so
All right.
Like upgrades to that.
Well, let's see. I'll start what I'm hoping is going to be kind of high and work down. 25.
Yeah, that's high.
Of course. That's high?
Right. Yeah,
okay, that's high. What I was hoping.
The let's day that go, I say that that's low terrifies me.
Let's go for 1,800.
Ooh, you're close.
Okay, 19.
On the high side still.
Okay. So, 16 or 17?
Hit it right on the head of 16. 16. So, the iPhone 13 Pro. Gosh, these are going to be starting to become a mouthful to freaking say. What iPhone do you have? This one.
It's the one in my hand.
The 13 Pro at 1 terabyte cost $1,500, and the Pro Max cost $1,600. Now, mind you, that's $200 more than the 512 gigabyte.
Now, are they offering a 512?
Yeah, so option? They have the. This is really stating where we've come with technology. So you know how the starting one used to be like what 8 or 16 gigs or something like that?
Yeah. Well, the yeah, it was like 8. I'm gonna say even 4. I don't know about like the first generation because I didn't get into Apple until probably till I got my iPhone 4. Well, no, I had a third generation iPod. Anyway. But it was only like 8. I think it was before. But before that, it was probably only like 4 or something like that.
Shoot, yeah, now I wonder what the lowest one was.
Well, let's just. I'll just. What was the storage? What it was? So. I wonder what the price was. Do they have a row that says that? Since we're talking about prices.
Gosh, this is really gonna. I'm also intrigued about what that was at that point.
The lowest. This is completely. Off the wall different, but the lowest the iPhone SE, the one that they just came out with there last year or whatever. I guess that was in 2017. But the lowest you can get it in is 16 gigabyte.
So
and
go ahead.
The lowest you can get it looks like of course this is a wiki page, so you might
I'll go on and change it later. Here.
But it says the Pro Max, the lowest you can get is a 256 gigabyte, which is crazy.
So with the CNET the CNET post I'm seeing, it has the 13 Pro starting at 128, 256, 512, and then 1 terabyte.
Okay, so it does have even a smaller.
But the fact that we've gone from 4 gigs being kind of the standard starting point.
Right. 128 gigs. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It does. I misspoke. It does. It was cut off. The graph was cut off. I didn't realize it.
Right, right.
128 is, I see that. It is there. That was my fault.
Freaking wiki pages anyway. But that's what I know with them being able to produce 4K videos at like was it like 30 FPS? I think that you're gonna need more storage and stuff like that. But it's like,
well, this is interesting. So the new iPhone is the one you said it was 13 or 16, right? 1600. The Pro Max or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. The first generation iPhone. When it first came out was $499, which sounds like it was super cheap, but if you think about how much they've added, how much it's changed, and how much more it can do, plus the fact that we were talking about storage and all that kind of stuff, it's only gone up $1,000. I mean, I know, like I said, that sounds, but for all that they've packed, I think that $1,000, I guess, isn't that ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, $499.
Well, the 13 mini starts at $699, so $300 more
Oh, wow, yeah. Regard.
And what year did it say that came out again? Shoot.
Let's see. Oh, where's that freaking wiki page at when you need it? I had to I switch pages real quick.
That was my bad.
No, that's not it. Yeah, 2007? Mid 2007, it looks like.
Okay.
Okay. Time magazine named it the invention of the year in 2007, so it had to be sometime in 2007.
Well, ladies and gents, we've reached the end of this episode of Random Ramblings. Hope you all enjoyed, and we're so glad to have you here. Maybe you learned a little bit, or maybe you just got a good chuckle in. Either way, we're so glad that you're here, and that we hope that you come back once again for another episode of Random Ramblings. Now, let's get on to that outro.
I can hear something now.
Hey, there we go.
And you can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sweet. I don't know what's going on with mine. I heard that.
That was a good sip.